If you've been to Paris, you've most likely visited the usual tourists' hotspots like the Louvre, the Eiffel Tower, the Champs-Élysées. It's the usual tired old list of big attractions. But there's a lot more to Paris than its big attractions. It's little attractions. Emma Jacobs has written a beautiful little book called The Littler Museums of Paris. Hello, Emma.
Hi, thanks for having me.
Yeah, you're welcome. I really like this little book. You know, it goes into a lot of detail about the museums. Well, let's face it, I've never heard of most of these museums. How long did you live in Paris for?
I've lived there for almost 2 years in total, but it's been split up. Probably the longest stretch was about a year and a half.
Okay. And this is quite a detailed book. How many museums have you covered in this book?
There's a little over 50. Some of them are mentioned more in passing as something that might interest people if you know they're interested in the policing museum, perhaps they'd like the museum of the bar. I probably visited somewhere around 90.
Okay, and how long did it take you to visit all of the museums and then get the book?
It started many years ago. There was a certain point at which, you know, I thought maybe it'd be a chapbook, a little project for friends, and then realized, you know, this is going to be a lot of work to pull this together, and decided to go a traditional book route.
I mean, do you go to museums? Are you a museum type of a person?
I am. And, it was something I did on weekends. It was just kind of a goal I set for myself of trying to get to maybe one a week. And I like the little atmospheric ones.
I mean, it's a good way of seeing a new city.
Well, the more you read about these places, the more you're able to make sense of them, I think. You get an angle to look in some of these crowded spaces that might be set up like a house, and you don't know exactly what you're seeing, but there is a narrative behind them, and then you get so much more out of them. So I felt like that was something I wanted to share with people, and also, you know, encourage people to get out a little bit beyond the major attractions, which I think in some ways are not the most don't give you the best sense of the city as it is a place to live.
Sometimes you go there and there's just so many tourists, you just can't enjoy them. I mean, did you find that there's maybe one or two areas that are out of the way, or almost secret areas that tourists tend to overlook, that they don't know about them? Did you find like any museums in one concentrated in just one area?
Yeah, I mean, look, first, some of these museums are just practically empty. There are a bunch of museums around the Parc Monceau area, and some of them, you know, get some visitors, but the Musée Commando, the Musée Cernuschi, the Jean-Jacques Henner Museum, who's sort of obscure painter. There's a little cluster of them, but it's not a touristy area.
And what are your favorite museums?
I really love the Musée de la Chasse et de la Nature, which unfortunately just closed for some renovations. The Musée Commando on the Parc Monceau is fantastic.
Mm-hmm. And did you meet any interesting... I'm sure you probably did meet a lot of interesting people while you were doing the research for the book.
Yeah, I got to talk to a lot of conservators and museum directors. They would walk me through their collections and I got to see what they saw.
One thing that kind of stuck out to me, because I moved to France from London, and in London, all of the state museums are free. You can donate, but you can go in completely free. I noticed that in the French museums, the first thing you're presented with is, okay, that's going to be however many euros to get in here in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, for journalists, they are still free. And from a North American perspective, they're still a lot cheaper. And the city museums, the City of Paris museums, which is a system of 14, those are all free.
I mean, the book is great. It looks great. It's beautifully illustrated. I see that you're an illustrator as well. Did you actually do the illustrations for the book yourself?
I did, yes.
So you were in Paris for how long did you say? 2 years. So having spent 2 years living in Paris, how do you compare it with living in Canada?
That's a good question. You know, it's different. The scale is different. It's a much more global city than, say, Montreal. But, you know, there are some cultural things that just travel with the language, and it's sometimes hard to pinpoint. But, you know, these two countries are, well, maybe a little more from the Quebec side. But, you know, it's looking to France and it's having some of the similar conversations in politics and culture, maybe a similar attitude towards vacations, taking them very seriously.
No, that's great. Emma Jacobs, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you so much.